on Matt's digestion after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
Foreign Secretary says Britain and the US will work together to make sure a deal reached to halt part of Iran's nuclear programme is implemented. The agreement means Tehran will cease its uranium enrichment activities for 6 months in exchange for sanction relief. William Hague is in London, where he's been meeting with the US Secretary of State. In the last few minutes, Mr. Hague has congratulated America on its role in the deal.
I think it vindicates the policy of pressure through sanctions and diplomacy through negotiations, in which the United States and the United Kingdom have been strong partners for so long.
The Home Secretary has described tackling modern slavery in Britain as her personal priority. As details emerge about three women who are suspected to have been kept as slaves for 30 years, Theresa May says it's clear that many other victims are hidden in plain sight across the country. An 81-year-old man has been found dead following a house fire in South Wales. Police are investigating the fire, which broke out in a terrace property in Neath this morning. They discovered the pensioner as they were fighting the flames. In sport, Manchester United are 2-1 up going into the second half of their Premier League game at Cardiff. Wayne Rooney opened the scoring shortly after he was fortunate to escape a red card. Tottenham have been humiliated by Manchester City. They were thrashed 6-0 at Eastlands. Spurs boss Andre Villas-Boas made no excuses.
Everything went bad for us, from being one of the best defences in the country to suffering 6 goals. There's not a lot of that we can say. We can say that the City were excellent. We were extremely poor today, and we paid a heavy price.
And Ireland's rugby union side were denied a first ever win over New Zealand with a cruel defeat in Dublin. That makes the world champions the first international team in the professional era to go a whole year having won every one of their games. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather. Brought to you by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Camilla's laughing at me because I'm going to do the weather. So tonight, clear skies at first before increasing amounts of low cloud arrive from the north and east later this evening. Mist and fog is likely to develop as winds fall calm after midnight. Temperatures remain above freezing, with little risk of any frost or ice. Low of 3 degrees Celsius. When you're at home, do you have like a million blankets on top of you at the moment?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah. See, because I don't like anything that big on kind of on top of me, so I just freeze. I'd rather freeze, and I have my window open in my bedroom.
Why won't you just put a heater on?
No, because I don't like it. I like fresh air throughout the house.
That's actually really healthy.
I know. Back to the weather, though. Tomorrow, early mist and low cloud clearing by mid-morning to leave a dry and sunny afternoon. Light to moderate northwesterly winds and temperatures reaching highs of 6 degrees Celsius. So that's still pretty freezing, so wear a coat.
The Brentwood Brewing Company have moved to a brand new brewery behind Calcott Hall Farm Shop in Ongar Road. Brentwood beer. Great beer, whatever the weather.
I might make wear a coat my new catchphrase. I think it's... What do you reckon? I'll be like, and that was the Smiths, wear a coat. I think it will catch on, definitely. So I'm going to play... How are you doing, Camilla?
I'm very good.
It's a bit of a madhouse here, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm just, like, watching you three.
Yeah. It's lucky... it's lucky you guys can't see what's going on here, because you would probably think, who you put us in charge of in radio station for 2 hours? And you've got Matt Jolly's show coming up at 6 o'clock. Matt, do you want to get on just on the mic really quickly?
Yeah.
Because I've heard you've got something special on your show this week.
Not really. I've got my video game review of the week back again.
But I heard you're bringing asteroid news back.
No. Actually, I think I've figured out why you're so obsessed about asteroids.
Why?
Because you're an alien.
It's very possible.
You have to be.
Oh, God. The run to us. Quick run. but you're doing asteroid news this week, right? Because the other week, it was a near miss. The other week, he nearly didn't do asteroid news, and then a massive asteroid came across the sky, and we only knew because someone else told us. And, like, all of you could be dead by now because of Matt's 1 week of error. But this week, don't worry, he's dedicating the last hour of his show for pure asteroid news. So that's from 7 till 8 today, asteroid news.
No.
We'll die next week. Yeah, Matt. If Camilla gets hit by an asteroid in the next week, this is are you going to blame Matt?
How can she?
Please don't say that. It would be the end of my career.
Yeah, if you get hit by an asteroid. End of the world, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. So in like first the dinosaurs and then Camilla, Matt, what are you up to? Okay, I'm going to play a couple of new songs, and maybe after in a couple of songs. Do you want to play a song, Camilla?
Yes.
Okay, so first up, I've got Coast with Come a Little Closer.
Where your skin will glow, your skin will glow. Somewhere the summer comes to life, somewhere our hearts will both reside. And now it's just after midnight, and I don't feel anything for anyone, but something is eating my insides. It's giving me a taste for you. Just like the days when we chased the stars, hanging out the windows of your best friend's car, and we're meeting at crossroads. The blood that's on your lips is reaching me too quick, and I won't forget you. I've still got a taste for more. So won't you come a little closer? Wait for the sun to rise. Won't you come a little closer? Bathe in the morning light. Come a little closer. Wait for the sun to rise. Won't you come a little closer, bathe in the morning light? So won't you come a little closer, wait for the sun to rise? Won't you come a little closer, bathe in the morning light?
it's me and you. We can make it if we try, but all I'm saying is you.
What was that? Active Childhood Silhouette featuring Ellie Goulding. I like that. I don't like Ellie Goulding too much. I bet you really like Ellie Goulding, right?
I like Ellie Goulding, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Well, she is really specific, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's got a good voice, but I just think she's making quite bad choices. She's just trying to be as popular as possible. And it's kind of, I think it's detrimental to her kind of music, because she was kind of folky at the start with like an electronic backing, and then all of a sudden she's just doing like pure rubbish now. I think, I don't know,
like I said, Jed, you're alien.
I'm possibly an alien.
Your opinions are different between every single human being on the planet.
The difference between me and everyone else is like I'm telling the truth. And if I don't like a song, I'll just say it. So Camilla's here, and in a bit she's going to do a song. But let's find out more about her, I guess.
Okay.
So you write your own songs as well, right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And what's the process when you write the songs? Do you kind of start with the music first, or do you have a lyric in your head?
I think it's the music first.
Okay.
And then the lyrics just come, you know, they just happen.
Yeah, and do you say you do it on the piano? Is it always the piano, or is it another instrument? Do you play like guitar or anything like that?
No, only the piano. So it's mainly the piano, but then, you know, when I want an extra instrument, I just, you know, contact someone or
get
a friend.
I'll just get your dad to do it.
Yeah, no, I should do it.
There should be I've never seen a piano trumpet band before.
There was I think Lady Gaga used the trumpet.
Really?
In her
video. Oh, she stole your idea.
Oh, yes, see?
That's terrible. But she probably can't... Oh, no, she can play piano, can't she?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got Matt laughing away in the back. Don't forget Asteroid News for 1 hour straight on Matt Jolly's show, 7 till 8 today. Pure Asteroid News, for definite, 100%. And I'm going to play a song by a band called Los Campesinos now. And the song's called Avocado Baby. And it's probably the most commercial, radio-friendly sounding thing they've done in a long time, which to me smacks of desperation. That was a bit of a mess of an ending. Los Campesinos with Avocado Baby on Phoenix 98FM. I'm still joined by Camilla Bleeks. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want to play a song now?
Yes.
You're about to take the last gulp of water.
Yes,
you can
I will.
Do that.
Okay.
And to just tell you the setup, because it's radio, she's got the biggest piano of all time. It's like she asked a genie for the biggest piano in the world, and he was like, boom. there it is. And she's quite small, so it's like... it looks quite... Thanks, Matt. So she's going to do a song now. It's a song by Delilah. And what's it called?
It's called I Love You So.
Ah, but what's the song called?
I Love You So.
I know that, but what's the song called? No, I'm joking, right? Okay, it's Camilla Bates on Phoenix 90. Sorry, I'm like, got you out of your stride now. So do you want to go for it?
Yes, sure, yeah.
Okay,
can
yeah.
I have my headphones on?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Camilla Bleeks on Phoenix 98FM. I'll make you sound all right.
Pardon, sorry?
I'll make you sound fine.
Oh, thank you. Please do.
Go for it.
I'm fighting a war that I did not choose. I'm hosting the blame when my ego's bruised. I'm pointing the gun towards my oldest friend. I'll carry your heart until the bitter end. 'Cause you own a lifetime of wolves, but they ain't mine. Oh, I love you so, even though I can let you know. You know I love you so, forgetting all of my trials. I know I left you lonely, you always leave me with doubt. You know I love you so. I'm falling apart. My everything. I'm chasing my tail whilst you chase your dream. Inhaling the stench of my love's betrayal. Keep ignoring the signs, darling, you prevail. 'Cause you own a lifetime. My lifeline, so I'm blue when the bell chimes. You know I love you so, even though I can let you know. You know I love you so, forgetting all of my trials. I know I left you lonely, you always leave me with doubt.
That was Camilla Bleeks on Phoenix 98FM, specifically the Jed Shepherd Show. What was that song called again, Camilla?
It was I Love You So.
I know, but what was the song called again?
Oh, stop it.
That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to play a song by Dum Dum Girls. It's the Lost Boys and Girls Club.
want to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy to Pass? With Easy to Pass, you can learn to drive at your own pace and at the time and day that suits you. And we don't just teach learners to drive. We can offer refresher lessons and motorway tuition, as well as training people to become driving instructors. So why not give Easy to Pass a call now on 0800 881 8745 and get yourself on the road to getting a driving license. Or visit our website at easy-number2-pass.co.uk.
Hello. Following the destruction unleashed by Typhoon Haiyan, millions of people across the Philippines are today locked in a desperate struggle for survival. The Disasters Emergency Committee has launched an appeal to help get shelter, food and clean water to people in the worst affected areas. Please, help us reach the survivors of Typhoon Haiyan by donating at dec.org.uk, call 0370 60 60 900 or donate at your bank. Thank you.
Do you have a family member that's in need of care? Have you thought about care planning? A slip or a fall this winter can cause a care crisis. Visit The Beeches, our stunning new care and nursing home, London Road, Brentwood. Keep warm, keep well, and visit The Beeches.
Good advice. My name's Jed Shepherd, this is Jed Shepherd Show. I've decided that I'm going to do a Christmas show, Matt Jolly. I don't know when it's going to be. Near Christmas, I guess. So hang on, 15th. The Pop Guns are on my show on the 15th, and they're amazing. So I'm going to play them next.
You should do it on the last Sunday before Christmas.
Yeah, when's that? 5:20. I know. I think
it's less than 5, 6, 7.
22nd. On the 22nd, that's going to be my Christmas show. I'll have people in. I think Petty will probably come in. Maybe some other people. And it'll be awesome. We've got Ashley Kimmler. Do you want to come back in on the 22nd of December and do a Christmas song?
Yes, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. So Kimmler's back in. I'll get Hetty and I'll get...
Tiring.
Yeah, and Matt will play a song as well. Maybe I'll do something as well. And it'll be very Christmassy. So up next is a band that's coming on December the 15th. It's the Pop Guns and this is Waiting for the Winter.
I never should have held a heart.
The Pop Guns with Waiting for the Winter, which is exactly what we're doing. Bye, Jane. Jane's leaving the studio now. But Matt's still here, getting ready for his one-hour section of his show, which is just based on asteroids and how to avoid asteroids and just general asteroid stuff, which I'm looking forward to. But this is the part of the show that I like to call Learning Polish with Camilla, featuring Jed Shepherd. So what was that thing you're going to teach me? How to say hello to your nan in Poland.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Do you want me to say that?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
So what do I have to say?
Are you actually going to
say? Yeah.
Pozdrawiam babcie. Kamili.
Say it again.
Pozdrawiam.
Babcie.
Kamili.
Kamili.
Yeah.
I can't... Okay. Okay, start again.
Okay. Pozdrawiam.
Pozdrawiam.
Babcie.
Babcie.
Kamili.
Is babcie grandmother?
Yeah.
Ah, you see.
Clever.
Yeah, and just talking to Poland, because I know some Polish people, they have weird Christmas customs. Is this something that you do? So, on Christmas Day, actually, the first madness thing that Polish people do at Christmas is they celebrate it on the day before. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, they actually do.
That's mental.
But I thought it was weird in England when I first got here, because they do it on the 25th, so...
But that's meant to be the day that Jesus was born, I guess.
I know, it's different in every country, I guess.
Yeah. And another bizarre thing that Polish people do Christmas, besides having it on the wrong day, you might as well have it on October 31st if you're gonna have it at 24th. And you can open presents on the 24th.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Okay, I can see why you're doing it now. Early presents.
Yeah, exactly.
Another quite unusual thing, not even quite unusual, very unusual, is you set the table and you leave a chair open. Am I right?
Yes, for another guest.
For another guest, but it's for a homeless person,
it
right?
It is, like, just in case someone knocks on your door.
That's amazing. Yeah. And apparently, like, someone... Because I heard about it and I was like, no way, that's unbelievable. That's too nice. But then I researched and it actually does happen a lot in Poland.
It does.
Of course, a lot of Eastern Europe, they just let, like, homeless people, or people who don't have a family, kind of, with them, maybe they're away from their family, they just invite people to their Christmas meal, which I think's amazing. Crazy, but amazing.
No one really wants to be alone on Christmas, do they?
That is true.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's an example. You're in Poland. You're with your grandmother and your family, and there is a Christmas meal with the chair open, and you think, oh, yes, no one's come in yet. And then you hear a knock on the door, and the guy opens the door with a knife in his hand, wearing a hockey mask, and saying, hi, guys, just come for Christmas. And you have to let him in?
No, I guess not. Like,
I don't know.
Well, I think the first thing you'd ask is... Do you know it's not Halloween?
I know, but do they know it's not Halloween? They don't even know it's Christmas in Poland. How about on the wrong day? So yeah, I think that's weird. It's amazing in one way, but it's also quite unusual for us in the UK.
Yeah, no one has actually knocked on my door before.
No.
No.
Do you know what? On the 24th. But you're not going to be in Poland, are you?
No.
Oh, okay. I might go to Poland and just knock on doors and just get fed. I might just get fed. Go up on the 23rd.
Experiment for Felix
and then. Yeah, just go whiz there. It's about a fiver to go there, return. And then just knock on people's door and just go get presents and you get food. And I'll eat it really quickly so I can go to loads of people's houses. Ah, best idea ever. I'll do that next year. For people who want to see or hear more about Camilla, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere, really, like on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Yep, and it's Camilla with one L, right?
Yes.
And B-L-E-A-X.
That's correct, yeah.
Is a surname. And what was that song you played earlier again?
I Love You So by Delilah.
Yeah, but you said the R. So that was great. So we've got some more new music now. This is a person called James Young, and I'm always trying to get people into James Young because I don't think he gets enough exposure, and he's an amazing singer too. This one is called Fragments, and it's probably my favourite from him. And here we go.
It's a new chance, a new day, avoiding the thought of you coming over. Yeah, I've been drafted into your war. I feel shafted, waking up on your shore once again.
never really let you go. Just thought that you should know. Even though you broke my bones, your soul is where I made my home. My home, my home. You were looking for another way out. Tried to fix these broken things. All we had were fragments. You were stumbling a new way down, falling on your broken wings. All we had were fragments. Ah, man, I guess that's it. Blame it all on you, can't blame it all on me. We were too young to try to start a family of our own, of our own, of our own. It's too bad you finally came to your senses. I don't wanna hear a damn sentence out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. You were looking for another way out. Tried to fix these broken things. All we had were fragments. You were stumbling a new way down, falling on your broken. Fragments. And it's hard looking back, knowing what I could have done. I'm never going back, I'm always on the run. And you never really find the pieces that you leave behind. All I got from this man, fragments. You were looking for another way out. Tried to fix these broken things. All we had were fragments. You were stumbling a new way down, falling on your broken wings. All fragments. Fragments.
James Young with Fragments.
Oh.
On Phoenix 98 FM. That was lovely. I really like that song. So, Google James Young if you're out there right now. And listen to his stuff, because not enough people do. And he's producing music as amazing as that. So, Camilla's just made me eat some chocolate, and it was the chewiest chocolate ever. It was like chewing on the shoe that made Jane's drink. It was... Oh, I'm still chewing it now. So we've got 20 minutes left of my show, and in that 20 minutes, maybe I'll get a preview of the asteroid news that Matt's going to do in his show.
Yes, asteroid is going to hit you, Jane.
But you'll be able to hear the show again on phoenixfm.com in a little while when I put it up, and you'll also see a video when I film it, and all the videos that I take on my show, and all the shows that I do, you can hear and see on phoenixfm.com. Follow Phoenix on Twitter as well, at phoenixfm, and also if you want to see one of the Twitter presenters in the jungle eating kangaroo stuff, then go to ITV, because Phoenix FM, Steve Davis is on I'm a Celebrity right now. He is... His show that's usually on 10 till midnight, I think it's taken over by... Kavis? I can't remember what his name is.
Kavis Tarabi,
that's the one. Taking over his show. So it's still proggy, and it's still 10 till midnight, but just minus the Steve bit. Matt, do you reckon I should be on I'm a Celebrity? I'm not a celebrity,
I don't
though.
I think you'd last long.
What, you think the general public would hate me? Are you kidding me?
Probably.
Matt thinks the general public would hate me. I don't think so.
Maybe. I mean, you know, they might keep you on just for the fun of it, just to see what happens.
Maybe, yeah. Would you watch me on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
I think that would be actually something that would make me watch this.
Ah, thank you. That's the correct answer. See, Matt, you need to be like that. So maybe next year. I'm going to play a song now by... I played the Dum Dum Girls earlier, and they're an amazing band. And this is their lead singer, Frankie Rose. She does some solo stuff, and her solo stuff is actually better than her band stuff. I think it's the direction she probably wants to go in for the band, but for now she's doing it under her own name. This song's called Sorrow, and it's really quite beautiful.
days are getting shorter and temperatures are starting to drop, a sure sign that winter's on its way. Soon the frost, ice and maybe even the snow will be back. But did you know, when temperatures fall below 7 degrees, normal tyres can harden, reducing grip. Winter tyres, however, retain flexibility and grip right down to around minus 15. Improve your stopping distance and pull away grip by fitting winter tyres now with skid marks. We have winter tyres to suit all budgets, so are you ready for winter? Don't leave it until it's too late. Call the Winter Tyre Specialists, Skidmarks, now on 01277 210 414.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Listen to the Judge Shepherd Show, Phoenix 98 FM. Camilla's just dropped the bombshell that she's always wanted to work in a prison. And I'd advise her not to. But but it'll be quite good because maybe they can help you carry your piano around.
Oh, maybe.
Because they're probably like quite strong and stuff.
And that would be a good influence for writing music as well.
Exactly. Yes, it would do. But as long as there's like some bars between you and the kind of baddies, because it probably wouldn't go down well. it's only 10 minutes. Have you enjoyed your time on Phoenix 98 FM?
Yes, I have. I don't actually want to leave.
Yeah.
I like it so much. And I got chocolates from you, like, thank you.
I know, yeah, I'm good. Future guests, don't expect chocolates. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. If there's like a band with like a million people in it, then I probably wouldn't bother because I'm not going to buy a million chocolates. But if it's only one person, then that's fine. Matt, I'm still recovering.
I'm just laughing.
I'm still recovering from Jane's awful smoothie. She has that every single week. She probably has it every single day.
It's all right. It's not there.
I feel like I'm going to get food poisoning at some point.
You won't, unless you are alien.
It feels like she just got a cup of soil and just mixed some water in it, and it has the same consistency and colour. As well.
Well, she's going to draw some fish on it, so, you know, she'll... Amazing.
So, 10 minutes left. I can fit in a couple more songs. This one is Max Frost, and it's another guy who I feel needs a bit more exposure, because he makes some amazing songs, and this one's called White Lies.
Suspicious thoughts in my mind, been brewing up over time. He's
Max Frost with White Lies on Phoenix 98 FM. And that's basically the end of my show now. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of songs just to play out until you get 2 hours of Asteroid News on Matt Jolly's show. 2 full hours. You just thought it was a 10-second slot. 2 hours of Asteroid News. So first up is going to be Magic Man, and then I'm going to leave you with my end song, the theme from Rakim's Run With Us. So... thank you very much for coming in, Camilla.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was really nice to meet you.
And Camilla's agreed to come on my Christmas show, which I just decided is going to happen on the 22nd of December. I'll get Camilla in, I'll get Emily Capel in, I'll get Hetty in. Maybe I'll form a super group of one of you. And I'll get some other bands that I can think of. And Camilla hates Christmas songs, but she's going to think of one for me to play on my show.
I don't know yet, but I feel like I hate them. It's just,
okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you can just do any song and we'll do some jingle bells behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. That can work too. So I'll see you guys next week. So it's bye from me and Camilla.
Bye.
Stay tuned to Matt's show. Here's Magic Man with Nova Scotia.